Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of the All Rise podcast from Front Page Detectives. We're excited you're back with us again this week. We have plenty to discuss from the crime world. We have some interesting stuff and some heartbreaking stuff, which is pretty typical for us here at All Rise. I'm Front Page Detectives Editor-in-Chief Alex Lang, and I'm joined by...
Doug Montero.
Mr. Reporter Extraordinaire, always here to help break the news and get a little bit deeper on some of these crime stories for us.
Well, Alex, tell me what you got today.
Well, we have one that we kind of featured here in recent days. It took a while to get to a complete resolution, but it sounds like it did. It's got a lot of crazy elements to it, but we're happy to share them all, and in case you didn't see it, because it seems to be a pretty regional case, but maybe it should have gotten a little bit more attention. So back in 2014, DJ Awesome, down in Atlanta, that's not his real name, that's what he was known as, DJ Awesome worked at a strip club in the Atlanta area.
A jiggle joint?
A jiggle joint, as you like to call them.
Yes.
Doug with, you know, a master of phrases over there. DJ Awesome, real name Andre Pugh. He worked at the club. He was married. He had a young wife and family. There were kids involved. They lived and worked in the Atlanta area. But we would later learn it wasn't a perfect life. Mr. Pugh was, we'll say, not faithful in his marriage. From all indications, he was sleeping around with pretty much anybody he could find.
Well, I mean, if you work at a jiggle joint, it's got a lot of jiggly going on.
Yeah, but you're married. You're supposed to, you know, keep to the one you're with there.
That's true.
Yeah. So, Mr. Pugh, that apparently put a hindrance on their marriage, we'll say. There was also some financial difficulty. They had recently bought a house that they were having trouble paying for. Those two will put any marriage into trouble. We've seen it. That can often be the cause for divorce, one of the two, let alone both. Sadly, though, Mr. Pugh didn't decide to go the divorce route.
What the hell's wrong with this guy? How come he didn't just tell her, hey, you know, I'll see you later, honey, and split?
I think that's going to be the big question, or why she didn't, because he decided to have her killed. He didn't want to do it himself, so he picks on his best friend, Adrian Harley, to commit the murder for him.
Boy, this guy he's a terrible husband and he's a horrible friend.
Yeah, Mr. Harley served as the best man at their wedding. He was well known to both of them, and the two weren't shy in their discussions, apparently, sharing messages about the plan, meeting up shortly before it happened. But Mr. Harley goes to the victim's house, goes in through the back window, kills her in her bedroom, and flees. The security system is set off, which alerts Mr. Pugh that something's going on in his house. He, from the driveway, calls 911, says, hey, I think my wife is dead. Dispatchers say, well, did you see the body? And he kind of has to pivot quickly because he hasn't. And says, well, you know, I know she's dead. I got alerted by the security system. Something's terribly wrong. Police go to the home, and they go inside, and they do find his wife dead. This is where the story takes a sad turn. Her two-year-old son is on top of her, pleading with his mom to be okay, to wake up.
The kid was saying, Mommy, no, Mommy, please.
Yeah, I mean, that had to be tough for the kid, for the cops, for just everybody involved to see that thing. For the kid, I mean, his mom's been murdered right there, and he's there, and everything. It's hard to kind of wrap your head around that one. But the police investigate the murder. They quickly identify these two as suspects. They arrest them a week or so later at the strip club, charge them both with murder. The husband, you know, for his involvement in hiring his best friend for the killing. Back in 2018, the husband, Adrian Pugh, was convicted and sentenced to life in prison for murder. 4 years later, Just in recent weeks, Harley was convicted of murder, and now he will be serving life in prison. So we have some resolution in this case, even though it took almost a decade.
You know, I think they should put this pew, they should also tack on another charge on him, you know.
Which would that be?
Being a stupid asshole. I mean, what the hell is wrong with this guy? He doesn't have any brains, or does he think he's above the law, or he just didn't think everything that
people... I think it's a combination of all three of those things, Doug.
So he's not a smart cookie, this guy.
Yeah, I mean, if you're having that kind of marital problems, you know, we'd like anybody to work it out, but you don't need to turn to murder. You can go your separate ways.
No, but I mean, apart from the murder part, okay, right, all right, but I mean, just the manner in which he did it was like the most dumbest.
Yeah, it's really bad. I mean, hiring your best friend and then exchanging thousands of text messages that not only show your marital strife, but planning the murder, discussing what's going to be done and everything. I mean, you had to think prosecutors, when they looked over the evidence of this one, said, is this some of this planted? Like, it can't be this easy.
Yeah, I mean, maybe he should have watched a couple of Alfred Hitchcock movies or something, right? I mean, to kind of plan this a little bit more intelligently.
Yeah, you would think somebody might try to throw off the scent a little bit more. Apparently, he either didn't care or didn't try, but it doesn't seem like it was all that hard to tie everybody to this case. I mean, we talked about the two-year-old, and that's sad and disturbing. Even after the murder, Mr. Harley, the best friend, acted like nothing happened. He served at the woman's funeral as a pallbearer, knowing he had killed her. The whole case is just kind of like, what's going on? Really? How dumb can you guys be? Not to minimalize it too much or make too much light of it, because a woman was dead. Some kids don't have their mom anymore. But you look over this one, and you just wonder, what was going through their head? A lot of other options to have, and... You know, guys, maybe you need to think about this a little bit more, because it was not hard to connect you to the case.
And why did it take so long for the authorities to convict Adrian Harley?
I don't know the reason, Doug. I have my guesses. I didn't see it anywhere. I wonder if they went after the husband first. You know, they had separate trials and everything. That would be typical. You go after one and then use them against the other. There was also the COVID pandemic, which happened, you know, starting in 2020, that led to a lot of delays in cases getting pushed back, restrictions and everything. I mean, where I was working at the time, court hearings that were absolutely non-essential were pushed for months. And these systems are already backed up to begin with. There's not a courthouse in this country that isn't backed up. So everything gets pushed back and compounded and pushed back more. You wonder if that played a part. But you are left wondering why it took 10 years, especially with the evidence in this case that seemed so kind of cut and dry. There was plenty of evidence to convict these two men. Maybe they didn't want a plea deal. Maybe it didn't work out. But you do wonder why it took 10 years when it seemed like they were dead to rights.
That's what I'm saying. Or the fact that, you know, once the husband was convicted, you figure that, you know, they could make short order real quick and get rid of the other guy.
That's what you would think, but apparently this one for the young woman's family was dragged out, unfortunately. They had to endure with a lot of years on this one. We would wish that on nobody. But they did get justice, even if it took, what, 8-10 years. Seeing both these men, knowing they'll be behind bars for the rest of their life, they're not going to hurt anybody else, they're going to be punished for what they did as sloppy, if that's the right word, as unplanned, as unsophisticated as it was.
Yeah, and, you know, my heart goes out to the little baby who should be around 10, 11, 12 years old right now, right?
Yeah, I mean, your hope is that young. They don't remember much of it, kind of thing, but that's not a guarantee, especially something that traumatic. There were other kids in the house, too. You know, they weren't in the room when the police arrived, but... the other kids were older. They know what was going on.
Yeah, I mean, the husband sounds like a real narcissist, because it apparently seems like he didn't give a crap about his wife, and he didn't give a crap about his kids either.
Yeah, or his best friend roping him into the whole thing. I mean, the whole case just kind of, you know, makes you go, what is wrong with you two? Not just for the murder, but just the way they carried this one out, just, it's dumb. It seems like a simple divorce, you know, petition could have solved a lot of these problems. You just go your separate ways. You're a DJ. You could do whatever you do in your private life kind of thing. Sell the house, do what you guys have to do with the money, and everybody's alive at the end of the day. Instead, you decide to go the opposite direction. And not only kill your wife, but rope your best friend into the whole case. I mean, how many lives did you take out with that one decision? It's kind of bonkers, and it's really just stupid.
Yeah, I mean, I would love to sit down right now and have a little chat with the best friend and ask him, hey, you know, do you feel like an idiot now, or, you know, it hasn't dawned on you yet?
Give them a call to, or send them a letter, Doug. They're in Georgia Department of Corrections with nothing better to do for the rest of their lives.
All right, maybe I will send them a letter. And Alex, hey, I got a question for you. I need a car. Do you want to come with me and help me steal a car?
No, I do not.
Okay, you're not my friend.
Yeah, I'm your friend. I'm not sure I want to do that, though, Doug. We're not going to try to replicate these two guys and their lack of trying to cover up what they did.
Okay.
All right, everybody, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Silky, smooth, sustainable. So much more than soap. Purple Swan is the nourishing, exfoliating soap your body needs at prices that your wallet will love. Try the relaxing oak lavender, soothing vanilla coconut, or refreshing sweet lily, all made from organic essential oils with a loofah right inside. Subscribe now for even better savings at purpleswanshop.com. Vaping is so 2015. If you're craving the calming release of CBD aromatherapy, try Lou instead. With a sleek design, lab-tested product, and delicious aroma, Lou fits perfectly in your life and your pocket. Best of all, it won't torch your lungs with chemicals. Pick up a starter kit to sample all of our great flavors or buy individual packs of pineapple, peach, orange, mocha, and more. It's all waiting for you at getmylou.com. That's getmylou.com. Lou, satisfaction begins here.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. Since Veterans Day just was about a week ago, what we want to do here at Front Page Detective is bring attention to a veteran's case. This particular case involves a military naval.
Yep, active duty sailor.
Named Tyrus Jefferson, who was based out of Pensacola, Florida. And on November the 12th, she was found with multiple gunshot wounds in the city of Pensacola.
Yeah, November 12th, 2019. So over a decade ago, the day after Veterans Day, her family said and police said she went out for just like typical daily stuff. She stops at the store. She's going to take a jog home and is killed during her trip back to the base. And sadly, for the last decade, they haven't solved the case. We featured her on Front Page Detectives for Veterans Day and her case, trying to shed some light on it. We thank all our veterans out there for their service. She was active duty. She was excited to serve our country. Her family said she was a lifer. She planned to be in the Navy her whole life, was looking forward to being deployed to Japan. Months after her murder, unfortunately, her young life was cut short, and they haven't been able to solve it. So we wanted to feature it to try to bring some light to it, to maybe get some answers for her family, to hold the person or people who did this responsible, and make sure our veterans aren't forgotten and their cases aren't forgotten as well.
And Alex, I mean, do you know if anything was stolen or any possible motive?
No, there were very few details in this case. It would certainly on its face seem like a robbery type situation. Somebody wanted something, either she didn't give it up or didn't give it up quick enough, whatever they wanted, and she's murdered. But police are holding this one pretty close to the vest. even a decade later.
And it's sort of unusual that the police aren't really sharing too much information. I mean, could the possibility exist that it's one of those NCIS cases, and that's why they're keeping their mouth shut?
Yeah, NCIS, which a lot of people now know from CBS television, is involved in the case. They helped in the investigation. You can contact them if you have information on Miss Jefferson's murder, or any authority, really. They're involved, and you as well as I know, Doug, once the feds get involved, some of the information gets a hard clamp down. So things that might have been released by local police are withheld. Sadly, in this case, we have very few details, which doesn't help trying to find a cold case killer. No description, no real details on what happened or what went wrong. So if somebody did see something, maybe in that neighborhood, if somebody did see her along the route, they might not know just because so few details have been released.
And according to the family, I mean, they say that even though it's been more than 10 years, her death is still raw.
Oh, yeah, I can believe that. I mean, you and I have both talked to enough victims' families to know it never goes away. Time doesn't heal all wounds. Time just kind of fades them a little bit. And in their case, it's got to be even harder because they don't have a person they can point to and say they're responsible. They don't have somebody behind bars that they can direct anger towards or have answers on exactly what happened. That's just got to make it even more raw, even a decade or so later. They just don't know.
Is Tyree, this is a young woman?
Correct.
Black woman?
Correct.
You know, Alex, this kind of reminds me of the case of a 20-year-old Army specialist out of Fort Hood. Her name was Vanessa Guillon. Are you familiar with that case?
Remind me about that one, Doug.
Well, Vanessa was a very beautiful, dedicated soldier, and she vanished without a trace on April 22nd, 2020.
So right at the start of the pandemic out of Texas.
Yeah. And
where everybody else was focused on everything but COVID.
And what I'm starting to notice here is that the Tyrese Jefferson murder didn't really get too much attention anywhere.
No, it that was one of the reasons we wanted to focus on it, not only at Front Page Detectives, but here at All Rise, our podcast. It really didn't get a lot of attention. It's sad that an active duty sailor was murdered, and we still don't know who did it a decade later. So we wanted to bring a little bit of attention to it.
Well, the reason why I find these two cases similar is because nobody really gave too much attention to the Vanessa Guillon case. She was found beaten to death and thrown out into the street like a piece of garbage. And the only way that people got involved with this case was when actress Selma Hayek put out a tweet or posted her case on social media. And the next thing you know,
everybody's interested.
Everybody's interested in this whole thing. Because initially, the Army or the NCIS, the Pentagon, Department of Defense, I guess they didn't really want to look into it too much. But once Selma Hayek got involved and put the word out, the secret was out. A lot of folks in the military get hurt. Some of them get murdered. And since it's a jurisdictional issue, it's usually the military that has to investigate their own mess, right?
Correct.
Even if it's off base?
It can depend, but a lot of times they get involved. I mean, they want a hand in the investigation, make sure at least it's done right. We both know federal agencies have more resources, i.e. money, than a lot of local departments. They have personnel and they have money. They can be dedicated to investigations that local authorities just might not be able to provide.
Okay. Well, I mean, look, the reason why I ask is because, you know, when Vanessa, when she was when she disappeared and was eventually found dead, she was for about a year prior to her death, she was a whistleblower. She was talking about and exposing and reporting allegations of violence and sexual abuse amongst women at the fort when she vanished. And I guess when she disappeared, they just kind of played it off like, oh, she just disappeared, and that's the end of it. And eventually, they arrested a fellow soldier named Aaron Robinson, who ended up committing suicide. And Aaron Robinson's girlfriend now faces some charges for helping this guy out. But I would be curious to find out what was going on with Ms. Jefferson over here to see if maybe she was involved with some sort of an activity, because I just sort of get a funny feeling that, you know, a woman that a soldier that is actually just going to the store minding her own business could just become a victim of a crime like that. And there's no rational explanation available as to why she was killed. You know, that to me smells funny.
Yeah, those are always the hard one, too, to cover. When you kind of, I call it when you don't have the why. When the why is something as simple as just kind of wrong place, wrong time, or robbery victim, you know, it can kind of stick with you. As you cover a case, you just, you wonder why somebody does that to somebody or for something so simple. But in this case, we still don't have details, so we don't know that why. We don't know if something more was at play or if it was just a really simple motive in this one. But what we do know is the killer, in theory, is still free. More than a decade later, somebody took the life of a young sailor, and they went back to living their life, while her family is left wondering what happened. All right, everybody, that's all the time we have for this episode of All Rise from Front Page Detectives. We thank you for joining us. Make sure you check out all our episodes wherever you get your podcast. And we look forward to sitting down with you again in the near future.